Luther Baker, Everton Conger, Edward Doherty's cavalry detachment, and their horses boarded the steamship John S. Ide out of Washington late afternoon on April 24th and sailed for 4 hours down the Potomac. They docked about 10 p.m. at Belle Plaine, a Union supply base on Potomac Creek, jutting a mile and a half from the main river on the Virginia side west of Matthias Point. Doherty ordered the Ide captain to wait at the dock for 2 days before returning to Washington. The detectives and their cavalry traveled southeast toward Port Conway on the Rappahannock, but did so separately. Baker and Conger went ahead, pretending when they stopped at houses along the way to be former blockade runners chased by the Yankees and looking for two friends. They asked residents whom they might have seen crossing the Rappahannock. Doherty followed with the cavalrymen, questioning anyone they met and looking for doctors besides Mudd who might have treated a man with a broken leg. Neither party turned up any leads in the Northern Neck that night and into the morning of April 25th. After about 12 hours of knocking on doors separately, the weary detectives and cavalrymen converged on Port Conway around 4 p.m. Baker approached William Rollins, a local fisherman and farmer sitting on the front steps of his hut, and got the best lead of the expedition. Two men, one with a broken leg, plus three ex-Confederate soldiers, crossed the Rappahannock the day before, Rollins said. Baker showed him two photographs. Rollins identified Booth and Harold. He also said one of the Confederates was Willie Jett. Rollins's wife added another important morsel. Jett, according to the rumor she heard, could be found in Bowling Green, southwest of Port Royal, where he courted the daughter of a hotel owner. Rollins agreed to guide the party after they crossed the river to Bowling Green, which, although they didn't know it at that point, was about 5 miles from the Garrett farm.